Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 30, where we're going to break down culture. Man, this is a cool topic. I'm excited to sit down with my guests in part two, but culture is something that, you know, man, as an African-American male, definitely don't have a lot of experience in. You know, American culture is very different from other cultures. It's a mix of a lot of things, and honestly, you can kind of lose sight of the importance here in America, of the importance of culture. So I was very grateful that God brought into my life a Russian woman. My wife, she's from Russia. And so my kids get a sense of a culture outside of America that's kind of ingrained in them. And so it's been cool to really not only learn more, have the kids learn more about, you know, African-American, African culture, but also Russian culture as they're growing up. You know, they kind of get a mix of that. And for me, not having that experience or that kind of tie-in built into growing up, honestly, it's been challenging to kind of own or go after culture and what that means. And so obviously my wife has been a huge help, but I'm excited to sit down with our guest in part two, Chow C, and talk about her culture and how that's helped shape who she is, and living in America, how that's affected her culture, her view of it. So really cool conversation. I'm excited for you guys to hear. But I want to know from you guys as well, you know, what cultures have you ascribe to, and how has that impacted how you live, how you interact with others? I know as Christians, you know, the cool thing about God's kingdom is that we're a mix of many nations. We're come from all different walks of life, and we learn from each other. So I've been able to see so many different cultures and interact with so many different cultures that I wouldn't have had I not been a Christian. And so I think it's very cool that we have that kind of built in. And I think it's something that we need to embrace too, understanding other people's culture. Although we all are one in Christ, we do come from different cultures, and it's cool to be able to learn from those. I love our international days at church, where we have different cultures, food, and different cultures to come in and to get to learn from one another, learn where people come from. And it just helps bring folks so much closer together. And so culture is big. I think it goes without saying. And so I'm excited to hear and learn from Chow C in part two. So please stick around. As always, you can follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So like, subscribe, follow us for this conversation and many more. And we'll see you in part two. Peace. Hey, welcome back to D-Time. I'm here with a very, very, very special guest, Chow C. And today we're talking about culture. And so, Chow C, thank you for taking time to chat with us.
Hi.
No problem. So, Chow C, before we start get into the topic, can you take a couple minutes just to introduce yourself to those listening?
Yes. My name is Chow C, and I grew up and raised in Taiwan for 17 years, and I came to America about 4 years ago. And I basically study here in the University of Washington, and getting my bachelor degree done, and that's basically what I do now.
Awesome. So, Chow C, being from Taiwan,
No, and with the episode being about culture, how would you describe your culture to someone here in the States?
My culture in Taiwan, it's to make it more of a fact, is that most people in Taiwan are from China, and that they are immigrants. They immigrated to Taiwan long time ago, but there's some people there already, but there are very few of those people, and they are called Taiwanese. Mm-hmm. And for that, it's just like Native America. But those people, a lot of immigrant that comes to take over the whole land and start it out, it's Chinese people. So in Taiwan, that our culture is really, really similar to China, to most people who knows the Asian culture. And we basically are like them.
Awesome. So, you know, earlier, you know, in the first part of the episode, I talked a lot about, you know, identifying with your culture. And, you know, I'm lucky in the fact that, you know, I'm married to someone who's Russian. And so I get a sense of their culture. When if I wasn't married to, you know, someone who's Russian, I wouldn't know anything about Russian culture and probably would have like a lot of misconceptions about that culture. So from your point of view, what do you feel like people get wrong the most when it comes to Taiwanese culture?
When people ask me, where are you from? And I'm from Taiwan. And they would say, Thailand. So basically, the name of it's pretty confusing. Taiwan and Thailand, both of them are island, and their name are similar. So, and they, we are both kind of Asian cultural, so it's really confusing. But Taiwan and Thailand are really different. And Taiwan, basically, we are also a mixed kind of people. We have a lot of different people from other country come to our island, and we are really an international island. We have Amazon there, Google there, so all kinds of people. I would say really like America.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I had no idea. And so, you know, kind of building on that, you know, now that you're here in America, and I know my wife, Margarita, she experiences the same thing of, you know, you have your culture from your homeland and you come to America, it can be hard to kind of retain or stay connected to that culture. In what ways do you find it, you know, hard to kind of, or in what ways have you experienced that, you know, trying to, you know, making sure that you retain your culture, even though you're not home, if that makes sense?
Yes. Well, what's really important is stay in touch with your friends and family back home. Just mm-hmm. constantly call them and make sure that, the connection is still there, and develop a new, what I'm saying is that just have to keep in touch, and also continuing to read books like that, go online and make sure to know what's going on back in your own country. Mm. And the politics and what's trending there and things like that. So, yes.
And staying connected. Awesome. So say someone came up to you and they're maybe struggling with this, you know, what would you share with someone who's struggling with culture, their culture, and identifying with their culture? Because in part one, I also mentioned about, you know, me as an African American, you know, I have American culture, but also, you know, part of my culture is in, you know, Africa, and not being there and not having that connection, it can be hard to identify with that culture. So what would you say to someone who's maybe having a hard time maybe identifying with their culture right now?
Well, I think getting more knowledge from your cultural and have a strong stand on what it's your cultural at, and just reading more books about it or getting more idea from your friends and family and get a big, like, good main idea about what part of the cultural that you are in attracts you the most, and just hold on to that, because I think that's really important, because cultural can be something that's like raw, human made, but something that attracts you a lot. And that's what I see a lot in Japan. People really love their cultural, and they present those cultural, and they make a big community that help them to strongly speak out that what they stand for. And I think it's really important to really hold on to what you like about your cultural, and to speak about it, to share about it, and to, you know, to tell people about it.
No, that's awesome. So, little side note, you know, so speaking from, you know, Taiwanese culture, what about Taiwanese culture are you most proud of?
Oh, yeah. Food. I believe everybody heard about boba tea and the tapioca, yeah. The black things, the chewy boba thing. It is invented in Taiwan. And it's now all over the world, and nobody knows. They don't know where it's from, and it's from Taiwan. So I'm really proud of that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did not know that either. That's pretty cool. awesome. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for sharing. You know, I have one more question to ask you. So I always ask everyone that I've been sitting down with the same question, and it's what's the best piece of advice that someone has shared with you?
That's a really good question. I think it's from my mom. About my cultural is to keep an open mind and develop a new routine of what like cultural mean to me, and just keep it easy. It doesn't need to be take it serious, but it has to be like, open mind and practical and fun, like boba tea. You know, you can drink boba tea with your friend and share it with your family. So that's just what I think it's, my mom has been giving me a lot of great advice.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great advice. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for taking time to share about your culture. I know for me personally, you know, just in this chat, I learned a lot about, you know, the Taiwanese culture. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for taking the time out to chat.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And for those listening, I kind of shared earlier, you know, drop us a comment on what are you most proud of about your culture. Maybe it's a cool little connection that no one's thought of, or maybe it's just something small, but I want to hear what you're most proud of about your culture. So drop us a line, follow the podcast on D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and send us an email as always at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So thank you, Chelsea, once again. Thank you so much for dropping by.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.